Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, see, just as I was wrapping up a little discussion before the end of the hour on the YouTube TV Disney ESPN thing, The Athletic, which, by the way, I like a lot. You know, that's part of the New York Times. You have to pay a little extra, but they do some really good sports journalism. And I don't say things about journalism that are nice very often. In fact, we're going to lead into a segment here in a moment that will highlight some of that. But they just blasted out a story about this, and I'll get into it a little bit more, like at 5:25, but they don't appear very close. But here's the deal, and this is someone like me is affected significantly on this, and that's why there's more pressure. There's a big Monday night game on, and it's the Packers and the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
So if you, like, this past Monday night game, I didn't really care about, but I do care about this one, and so they better get their act together. But it doesn't seem any closer. I have some really interesting, you know who Irving Azoff is, by any chance?
Uh-uh.
One of the biggest guys in the music business, and record label guy, and he wrote about he kind of broke down the math of YouTube and the compensation to artists and how it works, and it's pretty staggering when you hear the numbers. And YouTube, in this Athletic story, they want to be treated like the big boys, and they're kind of bullies sometimes. Okay, go figure. But in this particular dispute with Disney, I think the facts are on their side because they have 10 million subscribers. Spectrum and some of the other big players, Comcast has 12 million, so they're right up there.
Yeah, they are.
Although they might have lost a couple million here in the last week.
Yeah, well, no kidding. And rising fast.
Yes. I mean, this is the thing that hurts me. I love it. I love, you remember this, I broke away from DirecTV.
I'm the one who told you to do it.
I tried Fubo and YouTube TV. I love YouTube TV. So get your act together. Here's what happened the other night in reaction to the elections, or I guess yesterday morning, etc.
Independents gave Donald Trump a shot, buyer's remorse. The Latin community gave him a shot, you see, buyer's remorse. Black men gave Trump a shot, they've come back home, buyer's remorse.
The Virginia economy has been cratered by Trump and Republican policies in less than a year.
Oh my
in
God.
Office.
Donald Trump tearing down the east wing of the White House.
Yeah.
That sent a voter to the polls in New Jersey.
God,
he made
stop
it about
it.
Trump. It is about Trump. And just like in every other race across these elections, it was 100% about Trump.
Ground-shaking news, ladies and gentlemen, that deep blue states elected Democrats. I'm shocked. I was shocked yesterday. I remain shocked. I'm certain this afternoon as we welcome Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Shocked. You have to be shocked, too, that blue states elected Democrats, Curtis. That I can't believe that happened.
Colossal disappointment. It's terrible, Mark. Good evening. You know, I think this is a case of Van Jones trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. He's, like, absolutely shocked. Our buddy Scott Jennings afterward was incredulous. He was like, oh, you mean to tell me that this guy's not unifying?
I played that bite yesterday.
The mask is totally off.
Yeah.
The mask is totally off with this guy. That's exactly it. It was bitter. It was angry. I've said in other appearances, share it with your audience. This was like Bane from Dark Knight Rises reading a rant rich people. You know,
but like, you know what, Curtis, in fairness to Van, you know, I'm kind of all over the board on Van Jones and what he said there, I would disagree with. But Van Jones and Axelrod both came on after that speech and were critical.
Yes.
I was a little surprised by that.
Well, I would just say the other joke about that one with Van Jones is he's one of the few socialists who doesn't want to kill us. So, you know,
he is a socialist, though. That's what you have to remember where he came from.
Yeah, and he's a good guy. He actually sees inherent value in us.
Yeah, I like him, and he and Jennings kind of have a good rapport. But there are some things I'm like, dude, what? And I think he's certainly more moderate than he used to be.
Yeah, he definitely is, and I mean, he's had long friendships. I remember the days of he would cut videos with like Newt Gingrich because I believe when they tried to do Crossfire a second time at CNN, Newt Gingrich was one of the co-hosts, and Van was one of the liberals as well, and they really had a nice thing going. But this did not shock me at all that Mondani gave a Fidel Castro like speech. You know, I mean, the people were shocked by this. I mean,
that's
ABC
who he is.
In the
yeah.
hours. Yeah, that's who he is. He was talking about ABC was talking about in the hours leading up to the election that Mamdani was snowballing to history and he had a common touch. I mean, this was like Obamagasm level kinds of adulations going out there. And you know, in speaking of the jokes, I mean, my buddy Alex Christie, our colleague here, had a study that said 95% of all late night jokes about the New York City mayoral race were not about Mamdani. They were about Curtis Silva or Andrew Cuomo. Yes, there were flawed candidates, obviously, but, you know, because Mamdani, you know, his base was the white women, highly educated ruling class, people who haven't lived in New York City for very long. Steve Kornacki was pointing this out on NBC that most of Mondami's voters have lived in New York City less than a decade.
Wow.
Less than a decade.
Well, because you look at the and this is true, Curtis, and you've seen these numbers of Virginia and New Jersey, but the 1829 numbers with women and then 29 to 30, whatever they do, the next demographic, that was who won most of these races was younger women who came out. Now, I don't know if that's all anti-Trump. You know, look, the economy in my part of the world here in Missouri is going pretty well. We got cheaper gas prices and we can, you know, afford things a lot better than New York City. The problem that Mamdani is going to have, and I think he knows this and he doesn't care, is he preaches about all these things that are very appealing to people like rent control, but he is going to rule a lot more like the aforementioned Fidel Castro, and that's where the party is going to have some difficulties. However, I've also said don't underestimate the guy because, look, you of all people know that no matter what he does, the legacy media is going to paint him as a hero.
Right, and the thing that's not being pointed out, I mean, this was made on the NBC News Now live stream, so not really a huge audience. One of the correspondents pointed out that in order to achieve a lot of these things that Mamdani is saying and to raise taxes and soak the rich, he's going to need state input. He's going to need the state legislature to approve a bunch of these tax increases. And the free buses, Andrew Cuomo was pointing this out on the campaign trail, the New York City buses, that's part of a state transportation system. Like, the buses are run by the state. So Kathy Hochul's going to have to make a decision here. She either caves to Mamdani and gives him all the tax increases that he wants, and Elise Stefanik has a campaign message served up on a silver platter to her, or she draws a primary challenge from I don't know who, because if she says, yeah, no, you can't do this, and we're not going to force the legislature to walk the plank here, then you're going to have all kinds of problems. New Jersey, I'll just say, is very disappointing. In Virginia, it came down to quality, candidate quality, get out the vote, and you have to say what you're for. Winsome Sears just did not do that. I know behind the scenes, she changed campaign staffs multiple times. Last time, Youngkin really masked a lot of the problems with her because they ran as a ticket, and he, A, with his talent, and B, with his money, was able to kind of shield a lot of these things. And with Miaris, I mean, that's just
I can't believe that. I cannot believe that, Jay. That's the one thing I've kind of harped on here the last couple of days. I simply feel like I don't know what we're missing, how anyone could go and cast a vote. I can understand not casting a vote for a Republican if you're a Democrat. Okay, fair enough. But with the reprehensible behavior that was exposed, that was completely true, that people could just overlook that, that's quite something. Now,
well,
I think,
I'll just add one data point. 2 weeks of early voting had been going on for 2 weeks. Mid-September is when early voting starts in Virginia.
Yeah, so some of that story didn't break until after that. That's one of the negatives about early voting. Now, on Mamdani, I didn't realize this. So he's hanging out with all these people, including Mahmoud Khalil, the other night at the victory party.
Yeah, one of the so-called, persons of the year from Time magazine. Just watch. He and Kilmar are going to get like magazine spreads and hope people buy them at the airports and Barnes and Noble. They just don't care at this point. You know, they're out in the open. He's clowning around with Mehdi Hassan and Hassan Piker, talking about how the wrong country won the Cold War on that same live stream where they're piling around. I mean, they're just rubbing it in our faces at this point. And unfortunately, if you get ready for social workers to be responding to stabbings and shootings in New York City instead of actual cops, because that's what Mamdani wants to do. He's like, no, I'm not going to get rid of the police. I'm just going to basically make them irrelevant.
How about what happened? I haven't heard anyone talk about this, and maybe you tweeted about it, maybe some of your team did, but you've got this guy, Rami Youssef, who is a comedian, a Muslim comedian, and a very big supporter of Mamdani. So he goes on Saturday Night Live, and he does a Mamdani thing, and he just doesn't really, they don't make fun of him at all. They kind of do his goofy smile, and then Rami Youssef actually calls Mamdani and says, hey, dude, we're having fun with you. That's how they're doing political satire on Saturday Night Live, buddying up with the people that they're making fun of. I don't remember it being that way in the past.
Yeah,
except for Hillary.
That comedy, but it works in journalism as well. I mean, this goes to Kovac and Rosenstiel, Elements of Journalism. One of the core tenets of that book that I'd read in college is, maintaining independence from the people that you cover. And the lines have been just completely obliterated by, the last political era that we've been in, basically starting with Obama. It's been out in the open at this point, just the level of collusion between the two. But the way they approach crime is really insidious, is they don't really care about what's going on with crime as long as it doesn't happen to them. So as long as they still have their private security at the door, whatever happens to we the people out there is kind of secondary.
Are you going to take at least a moment tonight to bow your head down in prayer over Nancy Pelosi's retirement announcement?
Well, yes, only because, Scott Jennings had a great idea two hours ago on Casey Hunt's show. Donald Trump should appoint her the head of the Social Security Administration because our welfare system is going broke, but if she worked her magic with stocks, we could turn this thing around, put our entitlements in the black with her impeccable stock trades. But,
Jennings said
Scott
I want Trump.
The guy who's going to take her seat, look him up. He is dangerous.
Oh, really? Well, that doesn't surprise me either. Yeah, I think I might have to use this for audio cut of the day. Jennings says, I want Trump to put her in charge of Social Security. We could all retire in 6 months if we let her manage our portfolios. I like that one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
Curtis, always great to have you on. I hope all is well. We'll get you back soon.
Absolutely. Take care,
my
friend.
Take care. I got to see if I can get this to, Sue, will you go out and ask Daniel to give me his email? Because I want to make sure that I get this piece of audio to him. And Ethan had to leave early today. Yep. While Sue's doing that, thank you very much. Let me play, I'm just going to play this because it is helpful for those of us here who are wondering how this guy, this communist in New York City, won the mayoral race and is going to probably do more destruction in New York City. And I say, let it burn down and we'll see what happens. But, every once in a while, I'll see some audio from the gang, Harvey Levin and the game at TMZ, right? And they have a bunch of young people, young progressives that work at TMZ. But they were talking about Mamdani in the election, and I thought this was interesting.
Why socialism, guys?
And specifically with Mamdani, to be relatable is getting a listening ear, first of all. And so what he's done on social media and his progressive mindset captured the young people's attention.
Yeah. I think he made socialism also digestible for young people. Like, you hear that word and you think, incredibly, incredibly radical thoughts.
Okay, this is one of the more fascinating parts of this. He made socialism more digestible for the young people?
Yeah. You think about communism.
Which is, you heard the president say he's not a socialist, he's a communist.
Yes.
Because
like,
he is.
Then you look at his policy and you see free bus fares, you see universal child care, and you're like, these are things that young people want and young families want. And to put like the label of socialism on them, I think makes it a little more radical.
It's weird because why would you call something socialism, right?
Yeah,
I'm very confused by that. The kids at TMZ, he's struggling with this.
And the fact that he's 34, like if you look at now, the government shut down. Everybody that's in those seats is, what, 70 plus up?
110.
You want people that are of the age, boots on the ground. They have their ears to the streets. They're really active on social media. If you see, he recently went to the gay club. He went to another bus, another club. He was up like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I think J.D. Vance needs to go to the gay club. That'd be groundbreaking, wouldn't it?
You know, just really campaigning and rallying in. And I think people, to Kay's point, love how relatable he is. He met his wife on Hinge, like, okay, T.
And then also,
must be nice, right? And then also, he was like dancing to Kendrick Lamar. Like, he just knows what the people of the generation, the millennials, the Gen Z, he just knows what we're looking for.
But that feels, that feels gimmicky to me.
I think that's Harvey there.
You know, you show up at a gay bar, you show up at clubbing, you dance to Kendrick Lamar. I mean, this is about
policy.
Yeah.
Policy.
Yes. I
don't think it's gimmicky.
Yeah.
It's because it seems so authentic. Like there are some politicians that are like, will like post like rainbow flag pose next to it.
Yeah.
But that man was in the gay bars. His old tweets were like very.
Yeah, you
like,
pull up his old stuff.
He was around the girls.
The point is, because of his age, it seems authentic.
Yeah. It looks the optics of it are a lot
when someone
more consumed.
Who's in their 50s, 60s, or 70s does that, and that's what you're used to seeing.
So look, there's some important points to be taken from that because there's an issue with Republicans. I've talked about this for a long time, and I think that J.D. Vance and Eric Schmidt and a lot of these new Republican leaders, they get this, right? Because, look, I said this earlier, Pelosi, she's finally retiring, but she's not going to retire until after next year, right? Not till early 2027, because that's when the new session will begin with those elected in the midterms. Chuck Grassley's like 130. Mitch McConnell is literally falling over in the halls of the Senate, you know, chamber. There's a bunch of them in Congress that are over 85 years old. That's not relatable to young people who are worried about how to afford a house, et cetera. So to a certain extent, Republicans have to be careful here because hip and trendy plays and it gets people's attention.
Now, but it does.
Well, it is sad. But then on the other side of the equation, this is what gets ignored. There's an incredible youth movement going on right now because of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Like there's more momentum with Turning Point and with what Erica is doing. So obviously there's young progressives. I don't think there's a bunch of young conservatives in New York City. You know, Fred Sung lives in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Fred said he was afraid to ask him who he voted for. I think I would be too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.